Hi, welcome to Hometown to Hollywood. This is Bonnie Wallace, author of The Hollywood Parents Guide. And today my guest is social media marketing for actors expert, Heidi Dean. Heidi is the creator of marketingforactors.com and the 21-day Social Rockstar Challenge. She's a graduate of NYU's Tisch School of the Arts, and she was a working professional SAG and AEA actor for over 20 years. Combining her years of industry experience with cutting-edge social media strategy, Heidi helps you leverage the power of social media to open more doors for your acting career. Her clients include Emmy Award winners, Broadway stars, recording artists, directors, producers, filmmakers, and actors just like you. Heidi turns social media rookies into rock stars, and she's going to help us do that today. Heidi, welcome to the podcast.
Like I just told you, we've been friends on social media for a while now, but it's so nice to finally talk instead of tweet, right?
It is. Talking is always better than tweeting.
Even I agree.
Just a social media expert. Well, so how did you get started doing social media marketing, training for actors in particular?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I will try to give you the tweetable or maybe the Instagrammable version. The reason I work with actors on their social media is because I started as an actress. I grew up in Orange County, California, and I started when I was about 10 years old. And, you know, I was just like many of your listeners, with my dad doing the actor hustle, driving me from Orange County to L.A. multiple times a week. And I got my SAG card when I was young, and then moved to New York City when I was 18 to go to NYU, and then joined Equity. So, you know, that's why I work with actors, because I was one of you for 20 years, and I understand you. I understand, why you're doing this and how important it is, you know? Also, I'm married to an actor. That's how I met my husband, who's a Broadway and television actor, because I was an actor. So, and that is actually the transition to how I work got into social media, is because my shift into the social media and marketing space really occurred when I started helping my husband with his website, his marketing, and his social media. And this was both for his acting career and his music. And he just started to find tons of success on social media. And I guess, like, the rest is really just history. Things took off because working actors are friends with other working actors. So through referrals, I started working with other established actors, and I was actually running their social media. And then that expanded to even more high-profile actors. And that's kind of the story. And now I've worked with people from, you know, Emmy Award winners to Broadway stars to people behind the table and behind the camera, even podcast creators and actors just starting out, and child actors just like your listeners. So yeah, that's kind of how I got started in the space. A lot of, if your listeners know who I am, you might know me from my popular blog, which is Marketing for Actors. It's the number 4. And that really started 3 years ago, because I was working with clients and running social media, and I started to notice these patterns, and I started to notice that because I was working with, I was running accounts, and I was watching actors on social media every day, and I started to see that most actors were making the same mistakes on social media, because nobody was helping them. There was like no like reliable free source of social media expertise for actors. You had to be a big actor, or you had to work with a PR team to get access to that information. And so that's what Marketing for Actors, the blog, became. It just became this resource so actors could learn how to use social media the right way, so that they could make more connections and really build the acting career that they deserved. So that's my story in a nutshell.
It's a great story, because it's really organic. And I just have to give a shout out. That's how I discovered you, is through your fantastic blog. It is marketingforactors.com. It's the number 4, so marketingforactors.com. It's really, really good. And everybody listening to this should just follow it, because you're going to get really good ideas, and you're going to get steered in the right direction. And it's just full of great ideas for actors to help do it right. So it's funny. People, they assume, it's like you assume you're sort of born knowing certain things. Like, we feel like we should know how to do this social media thing, but we don't. We're not born knowing how to do this. And then especially when you add this whole sort of acting career layer to it, it gets especially And some people resist it still, which is amazing to me. But why would you say social media marketing is important for actors? Like, shouldn't the work just stand for itself?
Look at it as a positive, where a lot of actors that are resistant look at it as like a negative, like a burden, an extra thing they have to do. I see social media as an opportunity. I mean, when I left the business 8 years ago, and I, you know, I grew up in the pager days and the black and white headshot days, and I actually feel like social media is just like the black and white headshot. Actors held onto those black and white headshots for as long as they possibly could until they knew, like, okay, color headshots are like not going away, just like social media, right? So, but social media, I mean, I really see it as a positive, right? Because I say social media is important for actors for like three main fantastic reasons. And the first one would be that social media helps you build relationships. You know, and let's face it, this business is all about your relationships. And before social media, you could only meet people in person. But now, actors can connect and they can build and nurture relationships online. And you can really even just stay top of mind with the people you already know, you know, and reach the people that you want to know. So I think that's a great way to be, you know, reason to be using social media, right? It's not just because of the followers, you know, it helps you build relationships.
I agree totally. I'm just going to interject here and interrupt you and say, that's how you and I discovered each other. And I've been following and admiring you for a long time. And I'm just so excited to talk to you in the life now, right? And that's, here it is, in action, proving your point.
And I feel the same way about you. Exactly. I can't tell you the amount of amazing people I have met on social media. You know, people that work, I've met a lot of people that work in social media with all different people, from like being Taylor Swift's original manager and like the celebrities. And it's just an amazing connector. You know, people that you would never meet all over the world. And social media brings us together. And it also brings us, I guess the second reason I say it's important for actors is it helps you connect with your fans. So it also helps you, you know, have that connection with your fans. And you have fans. People always roll their eyes at me, especially if they're starting out. They go, fans? I don't have fans. But yes, you have fans, whether you're starting out or, you know, just working in student films or community theater, or if you're on Broadway or television. You know, you're collecting fans with every job you do, and social media actually helps you collect these fans so they can follow you and follow your journey. So, and I say not just fans, like, people that are watching you, but also the people that become fans of your work, like casting directors, writers, directors, the producers you work with. These people become fans too, and you start collecting them on social media as well. And I say for those people that, you know, are waiting to use social media and are resistant, do it now, even if you're starting out, because you're going to miss the chance to connect with these folks, with these fans all along the way with every project you do. And you're going to miss out on growing your following organically every step of the way if you wait. So it helps you build relationships. It helps you connect with fans. And really now, you know, I'd say this year especially, it is so important for actors to be on social media because it is part of your job as an actor. You know, and I'm sure you know this with Dove, you know, the industry's changed. And, you know, social media used to be the way, like, savvy actors would build relationships, but now it's in contracts. You know, it's really important that you know how to set up your platforms and that you start learning the basics, because your next contract could involve live tweeting, it could involve posting, or even an Instagram takeover. So, you know, you got to be ready for this, right?
I can't underscore this enough. It comes as a surprise to a lot of people, but I don't know if I've ever seen any kind of an important contract for her where social media hasn't been a part of the required, you know, commitment. You know, you will live tweet this, you will make X number of posts about that, you will refrain from doing these things, and you will definitely do those things. And it's all about social media, and it's just part of the landscape now, and you don't get to keep your head in the sand anymore. And so since that's the case, you may as well get good at it and learn how to enjoy it.
Exactly. I have a client who actually was able to negotiate for more money on a project because there were posts casting requirements in his contract, and he had a big audience. And so he was able to negotiate for more money because of it. And the best thing about him, too, was that he wasn't a celebrity. He actually had built that following on his own, like 5-10 minutes a day. And, you know, a lot of people say, he would always say, you know, a lot of his friends, oh, that's a waste of time. Why are you doing that every day? And he was just paid big time for it, you know, way more than the time he spent the last couple of years doing it. He knew building that audience was important, right? That it was going to come back to him.
You're so right about that. It's really funny, and I see a lot of people, and I guess I'm speaking to a lot of parents here, you know, people who are sort of more my vintage, because most of the kids who are digital natives, they kind of get this intuitively, but some of us who are not digital natives, we're like, really? It seems so, I don't know, shallow. It seems so, like, disconnected from the so-called real world. It seems like social media, it's like, it's frivolous, I guess, is a sense of that, but it couldn't be further from the truth. It is an extension. It is part of the real world at this point.
Exactly, and I think it gives actors so much power, whether you're just starting out or you're a celebrity. I mean, we've seen big comedians, big actors make big mistakes, and the smart ones, like Kevin Hart, got right on Twitter and talked to his fans before anybody could break the news about his wife, you know? And he got through that, like, with no problem, because he didn't need to go on a TV show and talk to his fans. He didn't need to have a PR team fix it for him. He could go and speak directly to his fans and fix it. And, you know, for starting out, you're not going to have that same thing happen. But starting out, you now have an opportunity to create an audience for the work you're creating and connect with people. I don't see a bad thing with social media if you have a plan, you know, and you become the boss of your social media instead of it becoming the boss of you. I don't see a problem with it.
Exactly. And that's the rabbit hole that, you know, certainly some people can fall down. It's like, you know, we all know people who, like, their social media runs them. They don't run it. But that's just a matter of, you know, discipline and I don't know. You want to speak to that for a second? That's an interesting one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the thing I say all the time. I think I need it on a T-shirt, a poster. Like, really, actors get frustrated that they say social media is a waste of time because they get stuck for hours scrolling. But you control your social media. You are totally the boss of your social media 100%, down to, like, the notifications you can see in your feed. You can mute certain conversations. You can't use Twitter lists and not have to see the political garbage out there all the time. You are literally in control of your social media. You just really need tools and structure, and that's what I teach. I teach social organization, really, and social structure, and I have tons of articles, like you said, on my site that speak to that, because that's going to get a little bit more technical. But really, just know that you do have more power over your social media. I think that's really important, because it can be a very frustrating thing starting out if you're new to it, but know that you are in total control of it.
I love that.
That's important.
That cannot be said enough. And just the simple basic thing of, like, you know, turn off your notifications. Like, I would lose my mind if I had a notification every time somebody, you know, commented on something. That's like, are you kidding? No.
I can't even imagine this. My daughter actually is not an actress. She's turning 4 next month, but she has a viral video on my Facebook profile right now. And she has almost 1 million views on a video. So talk about notifications. If I had notifications on, it would be ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous enough for me just to go into Facebook and to look at the number of friend requests I have from people I don't know. But yeah, do not have your notifications turned on all the time, guys. Selective notifications. Even, actually, I'll speak to this. I suggest to a lot of actors starting out, like, take a time every day to do your social media. And sometimes it's good to pick the same time, but with a ritual you already do, like your morning coffee. If you're an adult, not a child actor, obviously, with a glass of wine at night, right? maybe if, you know, if you're running your social media for your kids, maybe it's like SpongeBob time, or, you know, I guess Paw Patrol time, whatever you're watching now. Like, when your kids are watching, you know, TV, maybe that's when you run their social media and you check comments and notifications. So, you know, finding that time every day means it gets done, but then you don't really go past that time much. Of course, if you do a little extra, it's like just the cherry on top, but, you know, it doesn't get overwhelming. You know, you have a structure for it.
I love that. I think structure is so important in general, and that is brilliant advice. What are some of the most common common mistakes that you see actors doing on social media? You mentioned that you saw some patterns. What are some of those patterns?
Well, there's a lot.
Where do I start?
Me on social media, I'm actually very positive, but my most popular blogs are usually about mistakes, because people want to know what the mistakes are, right? So I usually divide mistakes into two categories. So we've got like the technical mistakes. So, you know, people just don't know how to use hashtags, or they don't know what buttons they're pushing. There's a lot of those, right? Those are easy to fix. But then we've got some more like behavioral mistakes, right? And those are the ones I see like actually like affecting actors' careers, right? So I actually have a free class for actors right now. It's called The 5 Biggest Mistakes Actors Make on Social Media. We dive into the 5 mistakes that are not really technical. They're the things that affect your career. So I'll talk about them right now.
Let's do it. And I will put a link to this at the bottom of the podcast for everybody listening.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's free class for actors.com. It's like beautiful. Super easy. So I think one of the biggest rookie mistakes that actors make is that they don't take time to optimize their first impression on social media. And this sounds technical, but it's not. You know, you have to think that the business is so different than it was even 5 years ago. And it's quite possible that you're going to make your first impression online before you ever meet someone in an audition room, whether it's because of a self-submission or, you know, someone just Googling you before they bring you in. Your social media profiles are a direct reflection of who you are and the person they're going to work with. So that first impression is critical, right? So first impression varies from platform to platform, but basically we're looking at your username, your name, your profile photo, your headshot photo, or your headshot photo, your profile photo, but for most of it should be your headshot, your header photo, that's what I meant, header, cover, or YouTube channel art. It's always called something different. It's that billboard, you know, on Twitter or on Facebook or on YouTube, really a billboard that tells us, you know, who you are and what you do. And I see a lot of actors leaving that blue box or putting a field of flowers or like an ocean scene. You know, that doesn't tell us anything about you. We've got your bio, super important, right? Your website link, where are you sending them to find out more about you? And whether you like it or not, those social sets, the follower counts, they are part of that first impression. And there's ways that you can optimize those follower counts without even having a big following. I always see people that are following 4,000 people and they've got 500 followers. I'm like, look at those numbers. You don't look very influential with those numbers, right? And there's let's get this ratio in check, right? If you don't need to have a lot of followers, but this is not a balance, right?
So ratio is actually important. People don't talk about that very much. They talk about followers, but not ratio.
Yeah, it definitely is important. Think about anybody that you know that's influential, like, they're going to have more followers than the amount of people they're following, right?
Yep.
Super simple. I have dips blasting me all the time. How do you get verified? And I go look at their account. I was like, well, first of all, you work on that ratio. Step one. So everything I just talked about, these are all part of your first impression, right? So anybody listening right now, I want you, after we're done, is to go to your social media or go to your kid's social media and give yourself a little social media audit. And look at your platforms and ask yourself, am I representing my best self or my kid's best self? You know, is this a person someone would be excited to hire and work with and get to know as a collaborator and a peer? And most often, actors say no. You know, if you haven't done any work on your social media, a lot of actors say no, this isn't the person that I would want to work with. So, you know, go and look at your first impression. That's a huge mistake. Another big mistake, which is in the news today, it's in the news all the time, but finding followers. Twitter just deleted millions of fake accounts in the last 48 hours. It's Friday the 13th, and I'm sure people listening to this all the time, but a lot of people woke up to a horror story this morning if you bought followers as an actor, because you went from 10,000 followers to 500, and that's pretty obvious what happened, guys, right?
Ouch.
Yeah, so no matter how tempting it sounds, just don't buy 5 followers, it's so obvious when you have no engagement and 10,000 followers. And it's so easy to find this out now. You know, 5 years ago, you know, people would get hired with tons of fake followers. But now, I mean, there's just sites like Twitter Audit. You can go online, go to twitteraudit.com, and, like, literally look up any Twitter account and find out, like, if they have fake followers. And, you know, you better believe that someone's going to hire you for your followers or pay you more money because they have followers. They're going to run a scan to see if they're real. And really what it comes down to is buying followers, it's buying fake followers, you know, really just kills your know, like, and trust factor. And it hurts your reputation, which is everything in this business. So don't do it. That's just an easy thing. Like, don't make that big mistake. And I just see it happening every day. And then if I could take one more out of, like, all the mistakes.
so many. I know we have limited time today.
I'd say that the other mistake is that you're a spoiler. You know, your actors are so excited when you book something awesome and you don't think before you tweet. And you end up spoiling something about the show. Actors have even lost jobs over this. So really the first thing you need to do whenever you book a job is check your contract or NDA. We talked about this a little while ago. Your contract, especially on a bigger job, is going to include social media nowadays. So see if there's any restrictions on what you can post and when you can post, and see if, like, what you're required to post, right?
Yeah.
And just, you know, if you snap a photo and you're going to post it, just look around you or behind you in the photo. That's, like, what I really see actors make a big mistake. Like, they're just looking at their, like, their self. They took a selfie and they're like, oh, I look awesome. I'm going to pick this picture. But they don't notice that, like, you just took a picture, like, right next to outside a trailer or outside a dressing room with a, like, a big star's name on it, and no one even knows that star is on the show yet. So you just, like, totally gave something away, right? So look around you. And also, if you're posting from set or you're doing, like, a story, you know, Insta story or a Snapchat from location, if your involvement in the show hasn't been announced, like, make sure your location's turned off on Twitter and Instagram, since it can actually give away details about where you are and where you're shooting and what you're working on. And that's, like, a really easy mistake I see a lot of people making. They're like, it's really great when they're doing one that says, shh, I can't tell you what it is, and then their location is, like, right above. I'm like, well, we all know what it is now. So.
They do lose jobs over this, though. It's actually, we're laughing, but it's very serious.
Yeah, it's just better to be safe than sorry. You know, if you are allowed to snap photos, take tons of photos, but it's just because you snap them doesn't mean you're going to post them right away.
Yeah, okay? I mean, you may not be able to post them for a year in some cases. Like, you know, Dove is finishing up Defendant's Tree right now, and, you know, I took a bunch of photos up there visiting, and she's taking photos all along, but you gotta believe those photos won't see the light of day until the project's out. You know, and that's just, you got to be disciplined.
And now you have them, though, because you were smart and you have them, and now you've got tons of posts, which is great.
For later.
Much later.
Yeah, exactly. So if we've covered some of the great mistakes, what are some of the ideal approaches for using social media for an actor, especially maybe for a beginning actor? And it's one thing to talk about someone who's already got a really, like, an established following, but what are some of the ideal approaches for people who are just kind of getting going?
Well, first, I would say allow yourself to be a beginner. And, you know, no one starts off being boss. And, you know, just take baby steps. You know, start with one platform, master that one, and then add another one. It's really easy to get frustrated and lost in the technology and the updates that happen every second on social media when you're just starting out, and you try to learn too many networks at once. So really just take baby steps. So, but if I can give you one suggestion, if you're starting out, I would say remember to listen before you talk on social media. You know, really social media is more of a listening tool, and it's actually, I say, it's more like a telephone than a television. And I probably say this every time I speak everywhere, but it's that important for your social media success, is that, you know, most actors do use their social media like a television, and they're broadcasting their news at people instead of using it like a telephone to talk with people. And this is a big mistake I see a lot of newbies make, too, because they think, oh, I'm here, I'm just supposed to get my news out there. But if you can learn right away that social media is about conversations, you know, it is social, right? And you can make your post a conversation by involving your fans and followers, even your tiny amount ton of fans and followers, you know, by asking them questions, engaging with their comments, and really using social media like a telephone to talk with people instead of a television to talk at people, you are going to be so much further ahead than actors who've been using social media forever.
That's fabulous advice. That is such good advice. Thank you. And about the followers, you know, there's so much stress around getting followers, you know, again, especially for people who are new on social media or who maybe they're not new on social media, but they're just getting started with actors. And so they're really like concerned about building that follower base. What do you recommend to actors to help them build that following? Now that we know you're not supposed to buy followers.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm so glad we're talking about this too, because there's a lot of sites out there now for actors that are like trying to sell followers or even likes to actors, and that's not good anyways, but the fact they're telling actors it's the only way they're going to make it, it's like so frustrating to me, and that actors are just being fed like, you need followers. I mean, honestly, followers are not a waste of time and they're important, but I just invite, like, first for most actors, like, it's a mindset switch first for following. You know, followers are important, but not just for the reasons that you think they are. You know, a following, you know, is much more than numbers on a screen. It's an audience. And so there's so many reasons that you might need to build an audience. Like, you want to share something you're proud of, right? Or maybe you're going to do a crowdfunding campaign. Now you have a built-in audience for that. Maybe you want to share a friend or a fellow cast member's achievement. Maybe you're creating content and you want to spread the word. Or there's a lot of actors out there that are multi-hyphenates, right? You know, you also do music, or you teach acting or voice, or you shoot headshots. If you build an audience, guess what? You've got a built-in audience, because that's this whole crossover audience there. Or, you know, maybe you want to build awareness to a cause or charity you care about. So really, I invite you to first think about, like, other reasons besides just getting cast, for why you want to grow a following and an audience. Because if you don't do that, you're going to do it for a couple months and then you're going to just stop, because it's not going to be really important to you. Yes, getting cast is important to you, but it's not really a tangible reason you're doing something. So first, really think about, like, why you're doing it, right? And I'm sure you can think of any of the things I just said would probably apply to most people. So, you know, you're not just growing a following, you're growing an audience for your projects, the things you're passionate about. That is why followers are important. So let me give you kind of the Reader's Digest version of, like, the five-step process that I teach for follower growth. Step number one is to create an awesome first impression. Sound familiar, right?
But critical.
Yes, exactly. It may be the most critical thing, actually. Step number two is to share awesome content. So really to have that content posting plan in place. Step number three, you got to know how to make that content discoverable. Now, if you're a big star, that's not going to be hard. But for most actors, you got to know how to use hashtags correctly, whether it's in your posts, in your stories. Like, it's got to be discoverable, right?
Yep.
And people are not just going to find your stuff if you're not known. Step number four, you got to find your audience. You can't just, like, wait for people to come to you, especially on Twitter and Instagram. Those sites are like, they're like a giant party, right? If we were at a party and we just sat in the corner, we didn't talk to anyone, would we meet anyone? No, right?
So
we have to extend our hand. We have to, you know, following people, liking their posts. That's like extending our hand at the party, saying, hey, nice to meet you. We have some common, you know, things in common. Let's be friends, you know, let's hang out. So you got to find that audience. That's number four. And then step number five is engaging with that audience, right? If you're a big actor, they're going to be finding you and engaging with you. If you're not, you got to find that audience. Maybe you're a voice actor and it's other voice actors. So you can build your tribe that way. Maybe you're a theater actor and it's other theater actors. Maybe you're building it around certain things that are important to you, like maybe you're a mom or, you know, certain passions. It doesn't all have to be around your actor's life, because that's what you're going to be posting about, all things, right? Not just your acting career. And so step five is, like, engaging with that audience every day for, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. And that could be during commercial breaks, right? Yeah. So if you do those five steps, you will see follower growth. And the problem I see most actors making is that because they want to get followers fast, right? They start using like follow for follow hashtags, which aren't attracting the right audience, right? So they're not attracting number four, right? Yep. And because these people don't care about the things that you care about. And also they don't do number one, right? They don't create that awesome first impression. And I guess number two, your posting plan is also part of your first impression. So if, you know, you skip to engaging every day and trying to meet people and liking people and following them, but then someone comes over and looks at your profile and they look at your posts and they're like, they're not going to follow you. You're not going to grow an audience, right? So you got to make sure you're doing 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, right? Not just number 5. And then you're going to start seeing results with your audience building, okay?
I like that. This is so good. This is so valuable. I'm so excited because, like, everybody needs this information. I'm so glad you're doing this.
I'm so glad to be here.
I know. Yay. So overdue. So exciting. Again, social media success. We found each other. So I'm thinking about parents. You know, there's a law. It's amazing how many people don't know about this. But kids under the age of 13, they're not supposed to have social media accounts. Not legally. It's crazy. We all know that, you know, a lot of them do anyway, but they're not supposed to. So if you're going to, you know, be part of that, be on the right side of it, and you're a parent of a young actor who is under age 13, what are some recommendations for those parents in terms of how to manage and run their kids' social media accounts?
Great. I'm so glad we're talking about this because, like I said, I'm a mom to a 3-year-old who I said already has a viral video on Facebook.
Oh, that's crazy.
She's probably going to be a superstar.
Yeah, probably.
And she's singing in the video, right? And I'm actually a stepmom, a lot of people don't know this, to a 21-year-old who I met when she was 7. So, you know, I helped raise Mariah in the age of Snapchat and Instagram coming up. So this topic is, like, so important to me. I mean, it was that age where I'm like, what is she on right now? What, like, that's not texting. What is she doing?
Mm-hmm. And who is seeing it? And where is
exactly.
it going?
Exactly. So this is, like, a topic that's, like, you know, near and dear to me because I work with actors, but because of being a mom. But yes, you're right. You know, if your child is under 13, you have to run your accounts. I mean, most social media platforms, they restrict the use of platforms for anyone under 13. So if your kid is under 13, make sure your bio says managed by parent, run by parent.
Why is this important? I know why it is, but I want to hear you say it.
Well, it's important because technically they're not supposed to have it. So if the parent's running it, it makes it okay. But also it's important because there are other people. There are a lot of nice people on social media, and there's a lot of, you know, there's billions of people on social media. There are a lot of not nice people on social media. And, you know, if somebody knows that a parent is running an account of that, you know, really pretty young actress, they're less likely to message them. And, you know, I'm just trying to be nice here, but, you know, bad things are less likely to happen on social media.
That's exactly,
you know,
right.
If you say this is run by a parent, okay? And, you know, even the transition at which, like, child actors, you know, teen actors start running their accounts is really a judgment call for parents. And I teach that, if, you know, if you're going to let your teenage actor run their account, you got to make it a requirement that they friend and they follow you in order to use the platform. Just done. I mean, I think all parents should do that, but especially child actors, even that have a little bit of success, they're going to have more people looking at their accounts. You know, always check in to see what they're posting, you know, especially teenagers. I remember, you know, when I was a kid, I was playing young parts, but, like, of course, when I took pictures, I put more makeup on and I always wanted to be older. And that's what happens a lot with teens on social media. Sometimes you see teen social media and they look like they're 30. And sometimes people looking at the pictures don't know that. So see what they're posting. Make sure that it not only aligns with who they are, but also, you know, if you're using it for their career, that aligns with the age they're going to be cast at. You can use that as an in with your kid, because that's sometimes a hard topic, you know, to talk to them.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you tell them that you're not going to get roles because you don't look like that 17-year-old you're going in for. That's a way in, instead of just saying, oh, you can't post, you know, a picture in that swimsuit with, you know, on social media. So really think about what they really want. And see, this is where being a stepmom really helps there.
Yeah.
Because our kids, seriously, like this podcast
podcast is listened to by a lot of kids and parents at the same time. So kids, like, I want you to hear this as the sort of incredible support that this really is. I know that if you're, you know, 13, it is really fun and cool to look 17 sometimes. But not only is that not super safe on social media, where you don't know who's, like, tracking you. And just to totally interrupt this and say, just because somebody's not a follower of yours doesn't mean that they're not stopping by and keeping an eye on your account. If you have an account of any sort on social media, especially if it's a really completely public one like Twitter or Instagram, literally anybody on the planet pretty much can be following you even if they're not officially a follower. So just because somebody's not a follower of yours doesn't mean they're not following and watching. So it's for your best interest as well as your, you know, safety, yes, but castability. You know, if you're 13 and you want to be playing, you know, 11, 12, 13, 14, you don't want to look like 17 because you won't get called in as much.
Right? Exactly, yeah. And I have another tip for parents, too. Like, you know, even if you're not totally savvy about hashtags, you know, if your teen actor is running their account, occasionally check, like, on Instagram and Twitter, click into the hashtags that they're using, because hashtags can help your child grow their following. But sometimes they might be using an age-inappropriate hashtag, even if it seems innocent. Like, you know, there's a lot of hashtags, you know, that would be like cutie pie or something, and like click into it and make sure that your child's pictures are not ending up with other types of pictures that, you know, that might be inappropriate. So I think, you know, every once in a while, you don't have to do it all the time, once a month, do a little hashtag. Click over, see how they're being discovered, and that's very important on Twitter and Facebook. Twitter and Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of safety tips if we have time for that.
Let's go straight there, because this takes us straight into safety. Yeah, let's talk about that. And again, this is not just for parents of you know, young actors. This is for everybody, right?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I would say very important, make sure that you make sure Facebook is clear of any personal information. It's quite possible that if you're an actor, you started your Facebook account just for friends, so who knows what's in there. And if you're a mom or dad of a child actor, you probably didn't set up your Facebook with, you know, having any kind of fame or people looking at the account in mind. So make sure that your address, your email, your phone number, they're not public on any of your family's accounts. And don't give any specifics about your child on Facebook. This is, a lot of people think, oh, my Facebook is private, but it's not really private. Nothing is private on social media, even if it's a private account. You know, your page can be linked back to your child. So, you know, no one should know the name of your child's school or where they go for daycare. Really be specific for direct messages with the friends that you're close to. You know, and I said this earlier, I'm getting so many notifications because my child has this viral video. You know, once your child's profile grows, you're going to have so many people want to be your friend, and most of them are going to be totally innocent. You know, I'm getting messages like how much, you know, happiness this video is bringing people, but like, don't grow your child on Facebook with people you don't know. And it seems obvious, but it's hard when your child's getting noticed, you're getting all these people writing you. So, you know, on a Facebook profile, just be careful who you add as a friend. Very important, on Instagram, you know, or anywhere, a big mistake I see people making is because it's called Instagram, they think they have to post instantly, right? Like they have to gram it instantly right now, you know? And I mean, I think it's important to enjoy life. You know, I work in social media and I don't, you know, usually I capture a moment and I post it a little bit later, you know, unless it has to be a story and like they have to see something right now. But usually I snap it and I post it later. I enjoy life. But it's very important for all kinds of actors, but especially children, you know, turn off the location and geotag, because if your child is going to post something and post it instantly, it could reveal where your child is. And as their profile grows, that could become a problem. So I just say a good safety guideline for anyone is to post where you are after you left the location. So, you know, if you're at Disneyland for the day, don't be posting outside the castle right when you're there, right? Like, just wait. And as your profile grows, it's going to become more and more important, obviously. another thing I'd say is make sure you educate your child about cyberbullying. I can't even say it. Especially, I mean, I remember when I was in middle school and I was working a lot. So there would be like weeks at a time I wouldn't be at school. I'd be shooting or I'd be doing a show. And I remember coming back to school and, you know, the kids would make fun of me, even though like I know they thought it was super cool what I was doing, but they would like, they would just make fun of me because they were jealous when it came down to it, right? Yep. And so, you know, it can become an issue when kids at school become jealous of your child's success. Even a little bit of success, even a little bit of more attention at school because they're talented. So just remember, just to remind your child that, like, even though other kids are jealous, they shouldn't be responding with their own negative comments. And I know that it's hard, but, you know, it's a different time than when, you know, I was in middle school years ago. There was no social media. So nowadays, kids aren't just going to be, like, saying stuff to their face at school. They're going to be taking the comments on social media. So really just teach your kids to, you know, ignore those negative comments. It's really the best way to deal with them. But I do say, very, very important, you want to have this dialogue with them so that if your child has any comment that isn't just negative, but it's actually like a threat, it's, you know, dangerous for your child, you know, don't just delete it. Make sure you screenshot it and you report it. You get on the phone with that mom too. But, you know, make sure you screenshot it and report it because that, you know, it's your child's safety. I feel like we keep going to like this dark place, but it's really important. But you need to have that conversation first with your child about comments and about how to respond to them and about, you know, having that dialogue with you so that you can help them, you know, get through those comments. So
that's so important. And it's literally important for everybody on social media, but most especially, you know, for young people and young actors, because the higher your profile, the more you're going to attract some of that silliness. And it's astonishing to me how free people feel to say the most, you know, heinous things because they're hiding behind some username. The things that they would never say face to face to anybody, you know?
Oh, exactly. I mean, I get terrible comments all the time, and when I say that to people, they're like, "You're like the most positive person. You have haters." I'm like, I have so many haters because they're just out there. They're people, like, I don't know who they are because most of the time, yes, they're not using their real picture or anything, you know?
Or their real name or whatever. Yeah, and that's the thing, too. It's like, you know, that thing that the kids say is like, you know, haters gonna hate. There's a certain absolute truth to that. You know, there are some people that you cannot win over, and it's all right.
Yes,
you know. I want to swing back to what you said about the geotagging and the location services on the phone. That can't be underscored enough. It's really important in general to not post something from where you are while it's happening. You know, here I am at this restaurant right now, you know. It also tells people that you're not home, you know, which is another flip side to that. But the other thing about why you should have those location services and the geotagging off on your phone and on your child's phone is that we actually do most of our posting from home. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't do most of our posting from, you know, the beach or Disneyland. And if you don't have those services turned off, you're basically broadcasting where you live, which is another thing that you just want to be mindful of. It's just not a good idea for anybody.
Exactly. Whether you're a kid, a woman, a man, anybody. Nobody needs to know that information.
No.
So, and on Instagram, if you want to put your location, because, hey, it might, you know, get you more likes and get more eyes on your post, you can do it after the fact. You don't actually have to be there. You can type in an address and put it in after the fact with your location services off.
Exactly.
So you don't need to do it, you know, while you're there. It's just, you're just going to be asking for trouble. So.
Good. So, and again, yeah, apologies to everybody. We don't mean to be, like, going down the dark place, but like you said, you know, social media is like a gigantic party, and it's like so full of opportunity to meet people and create authentic relationships and make things happen. But just like a gigantic party, you don't know everybody there.
Exactly.
So moving back into a more sort of like hands-on positive direction, because to me that's how I look at social media too. Are there any tools that you recommend to help actors like organize and manage their accounts? Because I know it can be overwhelming for people. So, for example, I use Hootsuite. I'm a Hootsuite fan. But like, what do you like? What are some great tools for just like organizing and managing all of the social media that we need to be on top of?
Well, I'm like the app and tool gal. I'm like, I'm all about like working smarter, not harder on social media, and it's tools that are going to help you work smarter, not harder. So, and actually the major perk of my job is I get to try out a lot of apps for free. So I'm always like testing new ones. So yes, I have tons of apps and tools. I say that tools like break down into three categories for social media. You got posting tools. So those are the tools that are going to help you make like cool visuals and videos. We have scheduling tools. Those are, you know, obviously Buffer, Hootsuite. I like both of those. I prefer Hootsuite over Buffer just for the reason that there's also monitoring tools. That's the third time where you can monitor conversations, and Hootsuite allows us to do that as well. So kind of it kills two birds with one stone for me. So so in terms of scheduling, I like Hootsuite. It's just like an owl icon. That's why it's Hootsuite, if you guys have never heard of it. HOOTSUITE. And then, like I said, Buffer is another option. They both do have free versions, which is why I suggest them to actors. And for Instagram, I use a tool called Planoly, which I find very helpful. There's another one called Later, which is very similar. And I find that very helpful, especially if you don't consider yourself to be good with taking photos, if you're not coming from like that photography background, which I know a lot of actors aren't. You're artistic, but not in that way. But what Planoly and Later allow us to do is they allow us to upload our photos ahead of time, and we can drag and drop them around. So like we can make our grid, our Instagram grid, look really cool before we ever post it. And I find that like I have like 6 weeks planned ahead of time on my Planoly, and I know I've got 6 weeks. I may, you know, something may happen on the fly, and I may change it around. But this tool allows me to do it, and it saves me so much time. And really, like, it just gives me grief and overwhelm because like I know it looks good and it's ready because I have it, you know, all planned out ahead of time. So those are the scheduling tools that I find actors really like. I personally use other tools, but they're much more expensive and they don't help actors as much.
Right.
But so I would say scheduling those is what I would use. Hootsuite is also great for like you can monitor hashtag conversations, which might be a whole nother podcast episode. But you know, like, yeah. I said, we want to go out and find that audience. We want to go engage with them. Well, we can set up these little streams in Hootsuite that look like little mini feeds, just like you would have on Twitter or Facebook, around different hashtags. And we can just like monitor these conversations and have conversations with new people and like their posts and grow our following. So Hootsuite's a really good tool for that as well. So
you were saying something about Gal? What is Gal? Did I mishear you?
Oh, I said I'm like the app gal. Like
the app gal.
Yeah, I'm the app gal.
I'm like, what is this gal app? I need to find out about this.
Well, there's like millions of apps. There probably is a gal app, and I don't know what it is, so I'm not saying that I like it. And there's a lot of apps that, like, for your phone, too, that make things easy. Like, for visuals, like, I love, like, the moving app, like, Legend. It makes, like, these animated GIFs, and I just did an Instagram TV video about it that shows you how Legend works, and it's really cool. It catches your eye in the feed. Apps like WordSwag, if you want to add picture, you know, words to your pictures. There's so many tools. If you're trying out, like, the new Instagram TV, if you guys even know about it, because it just happened, a lot of people are asking me, like, how do you shoot vertical videos, you know? And there's an app called InShot, so I-N and then Shot, that helps you shoot vertical videos and adds, like, all these cool things to them. So, there's so many apps that, like, make social media simpler if you know what they are. And, like I said, just go to my blog, because I've got tons of articles about apps and tools and, you know, because I could go on for it. Like, I could do a whole podcast episode on apps and tools.
We might have to have you back for that, but seriously, meanwhile, everybody just, like, sign up at marketingforactors.com and you'll get stuff as Heidi posted. There's so much there right now. Let's talk about online reputation management for a second. We kind of touched on that a little bit earlier with the importance of, you know, managing it in real time, and that's about establishing trust and relationship with your followers for sure. Anything else you'd like to add to that, though?
Well, you know, back to the idea that, you know, your reputation is everything. You know, I say that two times a year, and if you're on my list, you'll hear about this two times a year, I say do a social media spring cleaning and an autumn audit. Mm-hmm. And the whole 14-step process doesn't take very long, but really 14 steps is how to make sure your social media reflects who you are, looks great, you know, shows your best self. But one thing that you can do with this for your reputation is two times a year, or even once a month, check the photos on Facebook and Instagram and see what photos you're tagged in. So not necessarily the photos that you tag yourself in, but the photos other people tag you in. And it's really easy to do this on Instagram. It's just right on the front, you know, when you sign in, just go to tagged photos. And Facebook, you can look, just go into your photos and you'll see photos that people, you know, posted with you in them. And this is really important because, you know, you want to clean them up and find anything that doesn't show your best self, right? Mm-hmm. You know, get rid of them before someone else finds them. And some of these photos could be from like 5 years ago when you were in college or, you know, like, and they're, you know, they don't need to be there anymore, right? Mm-hmm. And you can just untag yourself. It's really easy. And if you, you know, and it's not a bad idea, but it's really bad to ask the person to take it down, you know, and if they're really your friend, they will. So,
well, and the crazy thing about being tagged, like I see this on Instagram all the time, you know, God knows Dove is tagged in all kinds of crazy stuff that she has literally nothing to do with, but so am I. And I'm like, why did somebody tag me in this? You know, I don't love that. So you're saying I can actually untag myself in Instagram when
you
I didn't
can.
Tag it?
You can. Oh. Yeah, just go into the picture and just click into it. And I think it's the three dots. I do it all the time, so mm-hmm. it's one of those things I want to take my phone and try it, but then I'll disconnect with you.
So yeah, we don't want that.
But yeah, you just click into the photo, and it's like a right-click kind of thing, and then and just untag yourself. So. Yeah, and this is a very important point. Like, a lot of actors are using, like, tagging as a way to try to get noticed by casting directors. It's a terrible strategy, guys. I mean, sorry to go there. It's a terrible strategy. But
it's true.
It's a conversation. And by you, like, tagging yourself and, you know, tagging someone else in your picture, you're saying, look at me, notice me, notice me. And it doesn't work, number one. And it's actually against, like, Instagram's terms of service. You're actually only supposed to tag yourself in pictures that you are tagged in. You know that people, with the little button I just told you about where you can, you know, untag yourself, the button right underneath that says report this as spam. Mm-hmm. So you're technically acting as spam when you keep tagging yourself in photos, you know, and tagging other people in your photos just to get attention. So if you're doing that, stop. There's other better ways to network and meet people. That is not the way. So it's something that...
You know, and again, the social media is called social media for a reason. It's social. It's like, would you do it in real life? If the answer to that is no, don't do it.
Exactly.
Because this is real life. Well, I know we're running out of time. This is like just a thousand things to talk about. This is so fun. Before we start to like head into the barn, talk to me about some of the online courses you offer, because you know so much. And like, I just learned something, and I'm fairly savvy. And there's so much more to talk about, and we've just scratched the surface. What are some of the online courses that you offer for people?
I have a lot now, because what I was finding in my consulting is that I was doing the same things like over and over again with all my clients. And then I finally went, you know, I should just put this in a big program, you know, that so that people aren't having to meet with me 20 times, which gets expensive, when they can do it, you know, in a 21-day program. So my biggest, my most popular program for actors for social media is called the 21-Day Social Rockstar Challenge. Mm-hmm. And it's really a 21-day process that same process I take my clients with to set them up for success on social media. You know, there's video, if you're brand new, there's intro videos for all the major platforms that I update all the time. And then I walk you through the whole process of, you know, how to put them in your social media, how to figure out what's going to be part of your online brand. You know, not just about your active life, but what things you care about, what things your kids care about, you know, what is going to be there. And then we add to it. We choose platforms. You learn how to do your bios, your header photos, hashtags. Week two is all about posting. And then week three is all about connecting with the people you know and want to know, and then building your audience. So that's my most popular program. It's the Social Rockstar Challenge. But I have other ones like Post Like a Boss, which is my new program I'm very proud of because it turns social media into a board game. Mm-hmm. No joke. you learn how to post, but a 30-day schedule that is actually a board game that I created. And so I show you how to fill out the schedule so that once a month you fill this thing out with as much as you, much ideas that you know ahead of time. And then you have, I have over 100 posting cards with ideas. So if you don't have something on the schedule, you draw a card and it gives you ideas.
I love this.
I created this a couple months ago. I love the Social Rockstar Challenge, but Post Like a Boss is my baby. I really like, and I was very good at science growing up, and I always won the science fair. And in fourth grade, I won the science fair, not only for the fourth graders, but I won it in all of Orange County because I created a game to teach kids how to learn geography because they didn't really like it. And so I feel like my whole life has come full circle now because I created this game, and it like really reminded me of fourth grade creating that.
Because it's creative, but it's fun, and it creates structure, and that's what we need. It needs to be fun, or we don't want to do it. And if we don't want to do it, we find ways to put it off, and it doesn't get done. And then,
exactly.
You know, right?
I was trying to find a way to teach posting that made it fun, which that's usually not fun for actors, and to bring structure. Exactly. So those are my two like flagship courses. But I have a bunch of other little ones. You can find them on the site. You know, Rock Your Instagram Grid is like just a class that really takes 1 to 2 days to make sure that your grid looks really great, gives you lots of great apps and posting ideas. And then I've got the hashtag helper, which dives into hashtags on Twitter and Instagram. And then I have a couple that are actually being updated right now, YouTube for Actors and the Fan Booster Formula, which is Twitter following. So, but I update them all the time. So sometimes they get pulled for updates. I'm very big on, like, if you're going to take a social media class, it can't have been made 5 years ago. It has to be up to date because it changes all the time. So it's kind of bad for me because it means that, like, my courses are a lot of work to keep up to date, but it's better for actors. And in the end, it's better for me because everyone's happy. You know?
Yeah, no, it is a win-win. So really, I mean, you provide such service for us. I'm so grateful for how you're doing what you're doing. Well, then you also, aside from these amazing online courses, you do work with people one-on-one, right?
Yes, I have an application process now, and I do similar things that are in my classes, but we work more one-on-one, hands-on. It's very specific. It's not a cookie-cutter approach because I really look at every actor is so different. You know, every actor does so many different things. You're not just an actor. You might also be a singer or a musician, or maybe, like, I have some clients that are actors and, like, big DJs and actors and acting coaches. So really trying to figure out how to set up a social system for you. That's going to work with your schedule and, you know, even what platforms are going to work for you in your career. So it's more specific and hands-on than the online classes, but they're both, you know, very valuable. A lot of my clients do both, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll meet and then they'll take the challenge and then they'll meet with me to fill in the gaps, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and it saves them money. I was one of you guys, so I understand, and that's why I created the classes, really, to help more actors, but make it affordable for actors to learn social media, because that's usually not affordable, so.
I love that. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's a huge deal, and it's not going to get smaller. Well, so is there anything else that you would like to share with us, Heidi?
That would help you, because I'm just thinking, we've been talking a lot about actors like just getting started with their social media, or even actors, you know, you've been on for a little while but you feel stuck, you feel like you need to restart.
Right.
I do have a checklist. I call it the ultimate social media checklist for actors, and it's actually not really just a checklist, it's a 30-page ebook, and it's totally free, and that's at checklistforactors.com. And that is FOR, not the number four, so not to be confusing. So it's Checklist for Actors, and it will give you, you know, kind of a step-by-step framework to get started or to make sure that you're hitting all your marks. I would say check that out, and, you know, really just stay positive, be persistent with your social media, and baby steps. Going back to the baby steps. You can't learn it all at once. All you're going to do is get frustrated. So, you know, choose one thing that I talked about today and do it. You know, we talked about a lot. So don't try to do everything that we talked about today. But when we're done, you know, go check out that first impression. and try to give yourself an audit, you know, optimize that first impression, or go untag yourself from some photos, right? So it's just one thing today to do. If you really just focus on little baby steps, that's when you're going to find social media success. So don't try to do it all at once. But, you know, that's, I'd say, I'll leave you guys with that.
That is such good advice. And I mean, I can just totally attest to that. Doug didn't even have an Instagram account until she was 16. Like her first post, she was 16. And, you know, she probably had 5 followers, you know, friends in high school. And me, 6. and okay, you can go look at her account right now and say, oh my gosh, you know, 19 million followers. That didn't happen in a day. It happened very, very, very slowly, completely organically. And it was really a slow build at first. I remember our crazy excitement when she hit 10,000 followers. We just looked at each other going, oh my gosh, that's like half the population of Bainbridge Island where we're from. 10,000 followers. It seemed unbelievable. And it's like, you know what? It takes a minute, and you got to be patient with yourself. But I love the idea of doing one thing a day and letting it build.
Yeah, just one thing a day. Just think baby steps.
I love it. Heidi, thank you so much. Before I let you go, I just want to tell everybody I'm going to have a bunch of hot links at the bottom of the show notes. They don't always come through on iTunes, but they come through beautifully on my website. So if you just go to, you know, bonniejwallace.com/podcast, you'll see Heidi's podcast here and all the hot links to her amazing places. We've got your website, which is marketingforactors.com. That's the number 4. Your Instagram, which is @marketingforactors. Your Twitter, which is @marketingforactor.
Yes, you don't give me that extra character.
I know.
You only get 15.
Darn it, Twitter. You've got a Facebook group. And what is your Facebook group?
Oh, yes. My Facebook group's amazing. It's Social Media Savvy Actors. And we're hearing about 4,000 actors in that group. And there are child actors and, you know, parents in that group. It's a very safe space. I police it like crazy to make sure it stays, you know, safe for actors and safe for kids as well. But yeah, you can go to socialsavvyactors.com and they'll be taken right to the group.
Beautiful. And you've got a YouTube channel, which is Heidi Dean Marketing for Actors. Is that right?
Yes. I'm totally revamping this next month, so there'll be even more content for you guys coming up in the next couple of months.
That's very beautiful. Exciting. And then, of course, everybody should check out freeclassforactors.com and checklistforactors.com.
Yes.
Heidi, thank you so much for taking the time and giving us so much valuable information. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It was so much fun. We'll have to do a part 2 and get to everything we didn't get to talk about.
We will. I can't wait. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Hometown to Hollywood. If you enjoyed the podcast, take a second and subscribe. It is so easy. Just go to BonnieJWallace.com and sign up at the bottom of the homepage, and you'll get exclusive, inspirational stories and insider info sent to your inbox every week. Don't miss it. If you need help figuring out just how to navigate the career of a young actor, buy my book, The Hollywood Parents Guide, on Amazon. And for one-on-one coaching that will save you thousands of dollars and months and years of wasted time, invest in a consultation session with me over phone or Skype or in LA. Just go to BonnieJWallace.com and click on the consultation page. In 60 or 90 minutes, whichever one you choose, you can get peace of mind and a detailed action plan. I work with parents who want to help their child become a happy, successful actor, inside or outside of Hollywood, and I can help you. Remember, the future belongs to those who believe in their dreams.